Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking forward to the weekend. Today was Thursday, Today is Friday,
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Football Friday from Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, thank you for being with us today. And also thank you to Leo's and Bud Light for setting us up. This second of our four Buffalo Football Friday happy hours. Formerly Neighbor's Pub, still to come Mitchell's and the Draft Room in December.
All right.
Mitchell's will be on Amanda's wedding day.
Okay. All right.
So if she has the wedding at Mitchell's, it's going to get weird.
Let's have them pile right in there.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. It's not 50 women. Maybe it's half that, but.
Yeah.
It's a shower.
Right. Yeah, it is. I've never, I don't, with you or even before I was working with you, which is a long, long, long time ago, I don't think I've ever done the show at a wedding shower event.
And you're saying technically you are.
I think we are.
This is a first.
This is it, yeah.
Not only is it Bud Light Football Friday, but it's a wedding shower.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the kind of thing that we'd normally get booked into. But, you know, these you said Amanda's going to her husband are going to the Bills-Bengals game 2 days after the wedding. So they're Bills fans. I mean, it's conceptually possible that they would have liked the idea of us doing our show at their wedding.
I can believe it.
Or at their shower.
Once they meet
us. Yeah. Oh, we're great guys.
We're taking the push on the Jets. I just have to say it out loud. I have to cop to it. It was 12.5.
I thought we covered. I thought it was 13.5. I didn't remember what it was.
It was 12.5. It went off at 13, according to Pro Football Reference. And we both picked the Jets with the points. I don't know why I need it. Posterity.
You don't. I needed to avoid another L.
It doesn't affect the standings.
Right.
You know, in terms of the margin.
That's right.
We both had them. Did it feel like a win?
No.
No? It did to me.
Yeah, no.
We got to 21-14, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
There's no such thing. There's no feeling like a win. I'm just lying.
That Mechie pass made it 21-14, and then New England kicked two field goals, right? That is what happened. Yeah.
I'm not lying. I'm the opposite of lying.
Yeah.
I'm confessing that we've decided to take the tie, even though.
No. You know what I did last night when I got home?
Watch the Sabres.
Well, I mean, that took a while. I put in a Tage Thompson hat trick bet with the Sabres on the money line and the Jets on the money line.
Holy cow. Why would you need any of the other things? It wasn't enough to just have a Thompson hat trick? Did he score?
He scored a goal, yeah. He scored pretty late in the second to make it 3-3, and then they gave up a goal promptly. Which was maybe pretty similar to the Stamkos winner in the Penguin game from Sweden that we were watching earlier. Before the second period even ended, it was 4-3 again. And then that was the case until very late. The Sabres pulled the goalie eventually. They gave up a fifth goal and then got it. There was an empty netter.
The Sabres drought goes back to 2011. That's their last playoff season. For a couple of seasons, two. Doesn't really feel like a drought. You're entering a decline phase, suffering. Then you have the bottoming out, the Reinhardt team, which was almost worse than the Eichel team before they drafted each player.
Right.
And then, it's the road to recovery. Starting in 15-16, the Sabres rushed it. Right. I don't blame them for it.
Here's Ryan O'Reilly and Evander Kane and Robin Leonard.
Thought it was hot.
Look at us.
So if you draw a line from the Eichel draft to now, which is 10 years plus. Right. I'm not sure one of those seasons has felt over this early like this one. You had a big 10-game winning streak one of those years, November, Thanksgiving. Yep. Like, the only caveat to that for me is that the division isn't lopsided anymore. Like they might still be better than a couple of other teams. But so many guys are out with these bizarre – perhaps long-term issues, and they just have never special teams, three goalies again. They've just never kind of done the simple things like that. How come they can't have a good power play?
Right.
They won't. They'll never let go of an assistant coach, but they'll also never have a good power play. Special teams, like, it's just the same. And you know, there's never going to be moves. This almost feels like a new low.
Yeah. Here's this. This caught my eye earlier. I haven't been paying a lot of attention to Twitter during the show today because we're here and people are coming by and saying hi and whatever. But I did catch this and flag it from Sneaky Joe before our show started today. Points back of a playoff spot on November 14th. Right now they are 6 points out. Last year it was one. Year before that it was one. 3 points, 3 points, 1 point, 18, 19 in a spot. That might be the Jeff Skinner overtime, Thanksgiving, San Jose, Montreal, like in there. 17, 18. 6 points, 5 points, 3 points, 12 points, 14, 15. That's the year of the Eichel draft. So
right.
Reinhardt is here for
the tank.
Few games. Right. 11 points in that Reinhardt draft year, and then 11, 12, they were in a spot. So outside of the 2 years that got them, Eichel and Reinhardt, or Reinhardt and Eichel, if you want to go more sequentially, this is the biggest gap, tying where they were in 17-18, 6 points out of a playoff spot
exactly,
on this day.
Exactly how it feels.
Yep.
And I look at the same chart by not playoff spot distance, but proximity to last place in the league. Like, what are they? 4 points at the most out of last place in the league?
I can get that for you here. Yes. They have 14 points. Calgary is dead last with 12.
2 points.
Yeah,
two points out of last in the league. I mean, that's almost just as telling.
Nashville won today, so I don't think this has been – let me refresh this.
But there's no
– who cares?
Where's the hope?
Right. Like, no, it's gone.
Where's the hope? Who's coming back? Who's happening that's going to – give you any sort of confidence that it's going to turn.
Yeah.
They might have been – they probably would have been in it without everybody you know, Darlene going home. And
yeah, right. Yeah, they've had, you know, Norris is on them. You know, like that's yeah. not bad. It's bad luck, but it's like bad luck. I mean, there should have been like skull and crossbones around, you know, that trade idea. It's like warning biohazard. It's just the guy just can't stay healthy. Great player. I think I'm pushing great, but whatever. He's a very good player.
Who would know if
he can stay healthy, but he just can't. I mean, and the way he gets hurt is almost incredible. It's just like, turn, take a face off. It's like, I'm broken. Like, what?
Night one.
Yeah. Yeah, the third period. So, like, that's on them. But everything else, Kulik has got blood clots now. And, like, what?
Zucker's
got some kind of plague that he couldn't eat for 9 days. I don't know if that's still going. What the heck is going on? Benson gets hit in the face with a puck, and then he's in the hospital because, infection or something? They've just had this calamitous run here, and it's still going.
The only thing left is scurvy.
It's just incredible.
That's all that's left. I can't think of anything else that hasn't happened to them except scurvy.
And I just cannot. I don't know.
It's the Oregon Trail. The Sabres are on the Oregon Trail.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
There's our Sabres moment.
Good.
Let's do picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Here we go. With or without last night's ruling. I'm up 9.5.
You're up. Yeah, I mean, you're having a monster year.
Here we go.
Yep.
4 pro, 1 college. I'm going to start with the college pick. Why mix it up? I don't know. I probably shouldn't. Sammy P., on Monday, was talking about Florida Ole Miss. Ole Miss favored by 13.5 at the time. And he was, you know, he's got people. DK Horse, he's got all these people. And they're telling him, people are telling him.
DK Horse, not to be confused with TK Pucks.
Or DK Metcalf or TK Pucks. People are telling him Florida's about to implode. So get the 13.5 because it's going up. It's 11.5. This morning. It went the other way. He said it went up and then back.
Wow.
So we are going to take the, quote, closing line value. And I did bet Ole Miss when he said it on Monday, thinking, all right, well, I'm going to get, I can middle this later in the week when it goes to 17. Missed that opportunity. Ole Miss over Florida, a team Sam's friends have told him is about to have a mutiny on its hands.
All right.
Ole Miss minus 11.5, the official number. Oh, are you going to change it on Monday because of what happens between now? Yes, maybe. You got me. 4 pro picks. We're up to 7.5 on Green Bay at the Giants. New coach, new quarterback. Everybody loves a team when that happens. I don't care. Green Bay is just that much better. They've looked bad. They've had bad drops. They've also played, well, not Carolina. I can't give them a pass for that. But the Eagles are the Eagles.
Yeah.
I will trust the Packers for one more week. I lost on them last week. I know I had Green Bay over Philadelphia. Could have got it. Didn't. Oh, did you think of maybe changing your pick after the game? Green Bay minus 7.5 at the Giants. 2 picks from Winston, at least. I'm not giving Winston the Flacco pass where, you're going to be great immediately. I don't think so. Pick 2. I like Washington a lot in Madrid. Plus 2.5. Full buster. Washington off the loss to Detroit. We're punching Amon-Ra St. Brown. Disarray. Miami off the Bills win. Wow. Not impressed. Washington, who would do it? Only 2.5. Somebody's doing it. I'll take the Commanders over the Dolphins with the points in Spain. Pick 3. I always pick Baltimore. I mean, I do. I'm not. Cleveland.
You didn't last week, and I won with them. It's the only win I had last week.
I didn't last week against Minnesota, but I didn't pick Minnesota.
Okay.
If I don't always pick Baltimore, I don't pick against them.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I'll take the Browns plus 7.5 at home against the Ravens. The first game was close until it wasn't. It wasn't like a complete demolition. Week two, maybe it was, off the Ravens' loss here. And Cleveland's defense is great.
Is Jackson at least fine, a little I guess. Sketchy? I mean, I don't know.
Whoever knows with him.
I just feel like he could get a – I don't know.
Well, what you get –
he's sneezing. He's going to the bench.
What you get is one of two things always. He's amazing or he doesn't play. Like, that's what you get from Lamar Jackson every week. He's incredible or he just doesn't play. And I'm assuming he's playing here, but I see a tougher game. I like the hook with the Browns, 7.5 in Cleveland. It's a terrible passing matchup against the Browns, which is not even what the Ravens really do. So, there. And I'm not proud of this. I'm destined to lose it because I'm always wrong when it comes to Carolina. But I'm taking Atlanta minus 3.5 at home against Carolina because I think Carolina is probably really terrible. They did beat the Falcons earlier this year 30-0. What, are they going to do that again?
No.
Give me the Falcons minus the 3.5.
They're absolutely not going to do that again.
Both teams coming off losses.
Yeah.
The Falcons at least have some real talent. And if they can contain Rico Dowdle, I think they should be fine. Green Bay, Washington, Cleveland, Atlanta, Ole Miss.
I think in life it's important to have convictions. And even if you are proved to be wrong about your conviction 1 week, just get right back after it.
That's right.
Don't be scared. I've done a lot of winning with the Indiana Hoosiers this year.
Ooh.
And I'm going right back. They're still undefeated. Everything I've been saying about them still holds. I think they will still – they didn't do it last week. I mean, they won at the gun. But they are a team to me that will keep their foot on the gas. They are hosting Wisconsin. What happened? What has happened to Wisconsin? Indiana's favored by 29.5 points. I mean, wow. Wisconsin used to be somebody, I think.
NIL is just tilted.
So many
often good programs are just completely
just crazy.
Nowhere.
Yeah, Oklahoma State is this. Too,
Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
UCLA.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna dance with Indiana again, minus 29.5, hosting Wisconsin. NFL picks. I said earlier I wasn't taking the Bills. The conversation all day as
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Led me to taking the Bills minus the 5.5. And I'm never picking them again if they don't win and cover hosting Tampa on Sunday. I am going to take the Rams minus the 3 hosting Seattle. I just like the Rams more. I'm a little nervous because Seattle has just been so on it and Darnold has been so good. But I just feel like that Ram pass rush, I will expect Verse specifically to just make a play or two that just messes Seattle up enough. So Rams minus 3, it's a tough one. That game could be a winning kick at the gun. So the spread is troublesome, but I'll take the Rams.
Would you take a push right now?
No, I'm not a loser. I will take the 49ers also laying 3 at Arizona. Purdy back. I think Arizona is just biding their time. And at some point, Brissett's not going to be even as good as he's been, and I'm not even sure he's been that good. He's just been better than Murray. And I'm going to take the Chiefs minus the 3.5 at the Broncos. I mean, come on, Broncos, show us you belong. And look, maybe they will, but this is a heritage pick. It's Kansas City. It's a restore some order pick. All right, Kansas City. I like them to get it done against Denver. Denver.
Would you take a Kansas City 1-point win? If we were tied in the picks, would you take a Kansas City 1-point win?
No.
No.
I am playing to win, Mike.
No Pacheco, no Dobbins.
I am playing to win.
No Sertan.
Advantage Kansas City there.
I would take the Chiefs. You took Denver?
No, I took Kansas City. -3.5.
Oh, of course then you wouldn't take a 1-point win. That was a dumb question. If you had Denver, I would say, would you consider like winning the pick, but the Chiefs still win the game? Anyway. I would take Kansas City there, I think, too, but I just don't trust it.
Yeah.
Denver's defense, it's very Patriots-Bills.
Yeah.
Broncos-Chiefs, it's very Patriots-Bills. Like, here's Denver at home. What a lead they would have if they win this game. And it's, you know, a field goal pick.
Yeah, the Chiefs are in worse shape than the Bills as far as the division goes. I mean, they've already got 4 losses.
They have 4 losses, and they have the Chargers.
Right.
And that's a game we didn't talk about all week. And I looked at it.
Jacksonville.
You can see my notes. When we do these remotes, you can see everything. LAC minus 3 at Jax is very interesting. That's the closest I got to a take on that game, is to write that it's very interesting. I don't know what I want to do there. West to East, 1 o'clock. Is bad usually often for the West Coast teams. Who wants to give points with the Chargers on the road across the country? Like, that doesn't feel great. But it's Jacksonville.
Right. They just imploded late against Houston last week. Right? That was last week?
That was last week.
Yeah.
And what are they? They're the same as the Chiefs, 5-4.
Yes.
And in a spot, having beaten Kansas City. And so a win here goes a long way. We did this yesterday, how they're 65% to make it at PFF if they win and 20% if they lose. So, huge game for Jacksonville. Do you trust? These are like the 2 hardest teams to trust in the league.
Yeah.
And they kind of dress alike. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I feel like the Chargers
I don't feel good about that.
That blended helmet look is a little bit adjacent to everything the Chargers do.
The Jaguars, you mean?
The Jaguars. Who did I say?
Chargers.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the Jaguars.
I'm in my head. I'm over here going, what blended helmet do the Chargers wear? Yeah.
Just a lot of variety with these teams and a tremendous inconsistency. Someone who's never inconsistent, Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com, joined us earlier to talk week 11, the Bills, their skill guys. What about no Kincaid and some fantasy stuff in there, too? We'll have that for you next. From Leo's Pizzeria on Southwestern, it's Football Friday. We'll be back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.